The blade made a hideous scraping sound as he drew it back over the steel. The tall man grinned. Until Tyrion's destrier bit, quick as a snake, laying his cheek bare to the bone. Then he screamed. Tyrion buried his axe into his head. "You die," he told him, and he did. As he wrenched the blade free, he heard a shout. "Eddard!" A voice rang out. "For Eddard and Winterfell!" The knight came thundering down on him, swinging the spiked ball of a morning star around his head. Their war horses slammed together before Tyrion could so much as open his mouth to shout for Bronn. His right elbow exploded with pain as the spikes punched through the thin metal around the joint. His axe was gone, as fast as that. He clawed for his sword, but the morning star was circling again, coming at his face. A sickening crunch, and he was falling. He did not recall hitting the ground, but when he looked up, there was only sky above him. He rolled onto his side and tried to find his feet, but pain shuddered through him, and the world throbbed. The knight who had felled him drew up above him. "Tyrion the imp," he boomed on, "you're mine. Do ye yield, Lannister?"